This is 89.1 WEMU, and we certainly don't have to tell you, this is a community full of creative people, and sometimes you find those people in places you might not think to look. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. Now, I don't always think of the right places to look in, but my content partner does. Deb Pollack is my co-host and president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and I love that you locked into today's topic and guest.
Well, I'm fortunate to have a great network of people. So let's welcome Dr. Shaden Taya to the show today. She is the director of the Jewish Family Services Economic Empowerment Programs in Washtenaw County.
Thank you for having me.
The Jewish Family Services is a faith-based nonprofit agency providing a variety of safety net human services to the county's most vulnerable residents. The work is designed to create solutions, promote dignity, and inspire humanity. And one of those services is to welcome and assist refugees as they settle into our community. How and why did JFS become involved in this work?
Yes, it was very important to how we first started in 1993 to serve Jews coming over from the former Soviet Union to Washtenaw County. And we were started on Jewish principles of repairing the world one person at a time and welcoming a stranger. We serve around 20,000 people each year. We serve anyone and everyone in Washtenaw County with a lot of different services, community and counseling services, aging and caregiving services, employment and economic empowerment, specialty food pantry and nutrition service, in addition to the refugee resettlement, which is what got us started here.
The Jewish Family Services is the only certified refugee resettlement agency in Washtenaw County, and I'm quite sure there's specific criteria for earning that designation. What is required?
Yes, we are a contractor with, and we work very closely with, a national organization called HIAS, and they refer refugees to us for resettlement here in Washtenaw County area.
We hear, you know, so much more about immigrants, regardless of their status, than we do refugees in regards to the news and media. Is Michigan, and more specifically Washtenaw County, a target destination for refugees?
Yes, historically Michigan has been one of the top five states for refugee resettlement, and specifically Southeast Michigan. And Washtenaw County in particular has been kind of smaller compared to the other counties in Southeast Michigan. We are anticipating an increase in the coming year.
And where will those refugees be coming from?
Yes, we resettle a very diverse population here in Washtenaw County. The countries of origin have included Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Ethiopia and Eritrea, the former Soviet Union, Somalia. It's pretty diverse.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollack is my co-host, and we're talking with Dr. Shaden Taya. She works at Jewish Family Services, which is the only refugee resettlement agency in Washtenaw County. Shaden, finding work in the U.S. probably isn't simple for anyone, no matter their level of education, talent, or past experience when they're a refugee coming here for the first time. What pipelines have you created to identify and help secure employment and a sense of place?
We work with many different employers. What we look for in an employer is just openness and willingness to work with a diverse population and kind of diversity in terms of English language proficiency and kind of flexibility to accommodate, you know, the adjustment that comes with coming to a new country. We've also developed a microenterprise development program to help people who might have challenges or additional, you know, barriers to accessing the workforce, to allow them to create their own job and create a small business based on their own skills and talents.
So speaking of talents and skills, artists and creatives must be plentiful among the refugees you serve. So you must meet some really incredible artists doing incredible work.
Yes. Specifically through this program, it's also been great to help them share that work with the community. For example, we had one refugee come originally from Democratic Republic of Congo who, overseas in the refugee camp, she made bags to sell and purses. And within kind of the first week of her arriving to the U.S., she would start selling those bags, you know, wherever she went in Ann Arbor. So, you know, that was one story that was really compelling to me, is how she really wanted to share what she created and then started kind of making money for herself.
And she is not alone. Jewish Family Services will be showcasing the work of some of these creative minds and souls this coming Sunday, June 20th, as part of World Refugee Day. Can you tell us what to expect?
Sure. So we are showcasing arts and culture across a lot of different areas. We will have free performances. We will also have cooking demonstrations. And all those who register will get a digital cookbook that highlights the recipes of our clients. And we will also be showcasing a tapestry that we've made. Different refugee clients have created their own fabric square that they've designed. And we've had a tailoring company that we worked with, Al McDad Alterations, will put together the tapestry. So they originally came from Syria, and they had their own tailoring company that they created and lasted over 20 years in Syria. But when they had to flee, they had to leave that behind. So they started their own business again here in Ann Arbor.
I love they got to bring their talent here and share. Our Creative Impact conversation with Dr. Shadon Atiya from Jewish Family Services of Washtenaw County continues on 89.1 WEMU.
Yeah, so World Refugee Day is something that's celebrated, obviously, around the world. You've done this most often in an in-person event. I think it's virtual this year. Is that correct?
Yes, people can register on our website, jfsannarbor.org, and then on June 20th, you'll have access to all the performances and the cooking demonstrations by video.
I'm sure you don't want to play favorites, Shadon, but in reviewing the works to be shown, the experiences to be had, what have been some of the personal highlights in getting to know these people and these creative projects?
It's been, a process. I think refugees, when they come, kind of a common experience is a sense of loss, losing their community, their home, their professions that they've built overseas, and also some anxiety around, will I be welcomed here? Will people accept me or will I be rejected? Putting this project together has given us an opportunity to kind of address some of those concerns. They've been able to put their skills and talents to work, and then also to be kind of accepted and celebrated by our Ann Arbor community.
And are you finding that through creative programs like this that barriers are being broken down, there is better community connection and conversation?
Yes, and one way you can get involved, we are at the Ypsilanti Farmers Market every Saturday from 9 to 1. And every Saturday we have a booth there at the farmers market, and there's a different business selling their products at our booth each Saturday.
We did a project with refugees here with Creative Washtenaw a few years back. And one of the things that was really profound is that we asked them to share their stories in artistic ways. And that impact for the refugees was powerful. They said, nobody asks us to share our stories. So first, I want to say thank you to you and JFS for asking them to share those stories. And then I'd say to everyone else who may sometimes be afraid to ask, what is your story about coming to America? Do that because it's powerful, it's important, and we learn so much more. Thank you so much, Shadon, for sharing with us today and encouraging us to participate in World Refugee Day.
Yes, thank you indeed.
Thank you. And I'd also like to thank the Michigan Council of Arts and Culture for helping us fund our World Refugee Day this year.
That is Dr. Shadon Atiya. She is with Jewish Family Services celebrating World Refugee Day this Sunday with a virtual event that includes an artist showcase. If you'd like to learn more, just visit our website at WEMU.org, and we'll have all the information you need, all the links that will take you where you need to go. Deb Pollack is Creative Impact co-host and president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and thank you for your time today.
And we'll do it all again next week, David, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.